I rarely remember my dreams to the point where, like, sometimes I don't even think that I have them. So it's an unusual thing when I remember my dream. And if it's a, not a nightmare, but if it's an
startling,
if it's a startling dream, it's even more weird. So yesterday morning, I woke up, I said to Callie, I had some really weird dreams last night. And I told you about them, right? Then the whole dream thing got even more strange because I was looking through Facebook and a friend of mine posted, did anyone else have a weird dream or nightmare last night? And like 10 people all responded within 15 minutes and said, yes, it's so weird. I never remember my dreams, but I had a weird dream last night. So what is that?
I don't know.
Like, what sort of hocus pocus Harry Potter wizardry is happening in the world that everybody who doesn't have dreams had a weird dream in the same night?
I don't know. I'm the wrong person to ask because I have dreams all the time.
Do you have dreams even when they're not like nightmares?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I have weird dreams. I had some weird dreams earlier this week because when we were watching Tiger King, I kept having weird dreams that somehow I was like involved in that. But like not in a scary way, just having dreams about it.
You're just a cool cat or kitten.
What's up, cool cat? What did she say? What's up? Hey there, cool cats and kittens. Yep. It's Carol Baskin.
Yes. We finished it, by the way.
You really should watch it.
Yeah.
I was very upset about the treatment of the animals. I did not like that part of it, but I'm fairly sensitive and it did not make me upset to the point of tears, but I was very disappointed in that. My conclusion remains that they're all idiots. Do you have any conclusions?
Carol Baskin made her husband into a cat snack.
Totally believe that. And they're all crazy. All of them.
The upside means living in gratitude, finding the positive in every experience, and helping other people do the same. You are now part of the movement. Welcome to The Upside with Callie and Jeff.
If this is your first episode of The Upside, welcome. If you've been here before, welcome back.
My name is Jeff Dollar, and today I am grateful for the delicious chicken enchiladas that Callie made for dinner last night.
They're pretty solid.
They were good.
Pretty solid for something quote unquote healthy.
Yeah, it was good.
My name is Callie Dollar and I am grateful for ginger ale. Ginger ale is one of the most underrated. So like I never think about it until I need it. And then I'm like, wow, this is good.
I only have ginger ale.
On planes.
On airplanes. Mm-hmm. Or if I have an upset stomach, which is what you've been dealing with, which is why we bought it. Mm-hmm. I would have ginger ale or Sprite because that's what my mom always gave me when I was a kid and I would have an upset stomach.
You know what? Do you have really weird food combinations in your head from when you were a kid that just make you really happy?
The one that super stands out to me is Campbell's chicken noodle soup, just the regular stuff, not like the creamy whatever, just the chicken broth and the noodles and the little tiny chunks of chicken and dipping white bread into the broth.
Ew.
And having it with a glass of milk.
That sounds really like a gross combo. And I like all three of those things separately, but
for whatever reason, I think my mom used to dip her bread into the broth and so I did it. And then, yeah.
I went to this camp, summer camp a couple times in Alabama. It was called Camp Skyline. And they had a thing called the Belly Deli, which is like your parents could put money in your account and then you could get a snack. And it was like kind of like the snack bar. And I would get the same thing every single day. And it still is like the greatest combo in the world to me, even though I don't eat or drink either of these things. Every day I would get a cherry Coke and a Hershey bar with almonds.
Really?
Oh my gosh. Every single day. And it was something about the combination is so good. And I even remember what the cherry Cokes looked like back in the day. Remember when Coke went through that weird, like,
The cursive font or the block font?
The block font.
Yeah.
Yeah. So good.
There are some foods that immediately make me remember other foods. Like when I was in school, you used to be able to get a chocolate chip cookie, like a baked chocolate chip cookie in the cafeteria for like 50 cents, but they didn't have them every day. It was like a special thing, mm-hmm. but I would always get it when they had it. I would always get that with the chocolate milk. And to this day, if I ever buy an individually wrapped chocolate chip cookie while I'm unwrapping it, at some point the thought of chocolate milk pops into my mind.
Isn't that so funny?
Yep.
Yeah. Anyways, so weird. I don't know. I have, well, there are two questions going on in our house right now.
There are two, yes, that are dominating the conversation. The first is, do we make Easter dinner this Sunday? Because Easter is Sunday. Traditionally, you would make like a ham, you know, if you're Christian, if you celebrate Easter, it's a big meal.
Right.
And now with all the social distancing thing, we have two things at play. One, it's just Callie and I. So the idea of making like going all out seems like a lot of work. And two, I think I have turned a corner on holiday meals and I don't think they're worth it.
What?
I don't think.
Are you about to steal all of my joy?
I know, because you think they are worth it, which makes it okay. Because you.
How is that different?
You like to entertain. You want a whole bunch of people at the house. You like to entertain. You are your mother's daughter. She loves to have people over at the house entertaining. That's fine.
Right.
But just the act of having a holiday meal simply because it's a holiday, so much work goes into it.
Right.
And it never, the return on investment for the meal in itself is you rarely come out ahead.
Yeah.
So the fact that it's just us, I vote no on Easter dinner. I think that Jesus wants us to have a lasagna.
You've mentioned lasagna like three times today. Am I supposed to be picking up hints that that's what you want me to make?
No, I'll make it. I don't care who makes it. But I just think that this year is the year that the Easter Bunny brings layers of meat and cheese and pasta.
I did see, which I'm going to try because everyone's been posting delicious recipes on their Instagram accounts and stuff like that. And one of my friends, Alex, posted this amazing looking recipe for homemade Reese's.
Okay.
Homemade Reese's Easter eggs.
I'll eat that. That's worth it.
Doesn't that sound awesome?
Like peanut butter filled peanut butter filled chocolate things.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound good?
I don't know why that was hard for me to convey.
I guess we're not doing Easter dinner, but I would like to make some like homemade Easter candy. Like that could be good. Yeah.
Should we hide eggs for each other?
Oh my God. Should we hide eggs for the dogs?
Should we hide eggs in the yard for each other?
Should we hide eggs for the dogs?
I just thought of that. That's so sad. So all these things that we have to limit because of the shelter in place stuff and big Easter egg hunts.
Yeah.
That's another thing. So that's the one question that we've been dealing with. Do we do Easter dinner?
Number two is, now I am a person who has a pretty routine workout schedule normally. And since we've been on this weird schedule, life, whatever is going on right now, I have been doing things that I wouldn't normally do. Like Jeff and I have been taking 2 to 4 mile walks every day. I've been gardening. I've been dabbling in gardening, whatever. And
I don't think you can say that you're gardening yet. Right now, you're just digging.
I am digging up plants that don't make sense.
You have to plant in order to be a gardener. Right now, you're just digging.
Yeah. So I'm like digging up stuff, whatever. I will find myself at least once or twice a day going, oh my gosh, why am I sore? Oh my gosh, why am I sore? And it is from the dumbest things ever. One is from bending over, pulling up weeds, which is really embarrassing. And the other one is from a walk around the neighborhood.
I did that the other day. Yesterday, I put my, just lifted my foot up onto the little footstool. What's it called? You know, thing, ottoman thing. And when I did, my calf kind of just, like, I just felt like a little bit of a, like a something. And I'm like, where did that come from? And then I'm like, oh, we've gone on 3 multi-mile walks 3 days in a row. It's a walk injury.
It's kind of sad.
So sad. But why am I sore is the permit. So I think what we need to do is collect anybody who wants to admit, and you can remain anonymous, but anybody who wants to admit a reason that they're sore, not right now, but ever, reason that they became sore, that's completely ridiculous. Please leave us a message, mainly for Callie to make her feel better.
And I know there's people out there that are going to be like, oh my gosh, I spent all day baking and my arm was sore for like 3 days.
Exactly. Yeah. I made, like, what's something that you have to constantly stir? Mm-hmm. Remember when somebody sent us a recipe on how to make homemade butter? I think I was sore the next day from that.
Yeah, we had to shake that thing for a really long time.
I don't know what the ingredients are, but you put these ingredients in a mason jar.
And then you just start shaking.
And you shake the mason jar, and you have to shake the mason jar for...
until it turns into butter.
Like 8 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long time.
A very long time. And I'm not used to doing that motion for that long.
Anyways, shall we move on?
800-434-5454 if you want to make Callie feel better and admit what made you sore. The baking one is great. Here are my 3 random things for today. Number one, a website called meetingjobs.com is pointing
meeting out, or needing
meeting.
Okay.
M-E-E-T-I-N-G meetingjobs.com has pointed out that people, even though they're working from home, are still entitled to take sick days. So if you wake up feeling like crap, just because you're working from home doesn't mean you have to go sit in front of your computer for 8 hours or make 8 hours worth of phone calls or hop on 8 hours worth of Zoom meetings. You're allowed to send the same email that you would send if you went into the office and call in sick. Meeting from home doesn't mean, or working from home doesn't mean you're immune from getting a cold.
Right.
Or needing a mental health day. Or if your kids are sick. Right. Mm-hmm. Now that's doubly important. So I just thought that was interesting because I don't think I would have thought of that. WebMD says that women physiologically, in the brain, hold on to negative experiences longer, which causes lingering feelings of stress, anxiety, or sadness than men. Men are less likely to dwell on unpleasant events and tend to move on more quickly. So,
who was shocked by that information? Not me.
But it's now the argument can be made when a guy says, just let it go. A woman could respond and say, science says that's not possible.
I literally can't.
Yeah, the science says I will hold on to negative stuff longer than you will. And just a little relationship advice kind of related to that. If there is something lingering that she won't let go for some reason, the best thing to do is what I found really works is just say, calm down, get over it, and then leave her alone.
Or you're being too emotional.
Yeah.
That's always a great thing to say.
Or just relax.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that one.
Those are all good. And then what you should do is just leave the room and let her stew on those words for a little while.
Yeah, that sounds like a brilliant idea. Here's a better idea. Ignore Jeff Dollar.
And my third random thing is, and Callie, I'll see if you can guess this. 12% of Americans admit to doing this in order to avoid doing laundry. Guesses, please.
Watch TV?
Nope.
To avoid doing laundry.
12% of Americans admit to doing this to avoid doing laundry.
I have no idea.
Turning their clothes inside out.
Really?
Specifically the drawers.
That's disgusting, first of all.
Their underpants.
That's gross. Have you ever done that?
Their boxer briefs.
Is that gross? Pant. I mean, have you? It's definitely gross, but have you ever done that?
The panties.
Have you ever done that?
No.
That's it. Jeff, I will say you are very clean and hygienic, and I really appreciate that. I never have to clean up after Jeff. He's not sloppy. He always does laundry. You're very clean. Thanks. I appreciate that about you.
Thanks. I guess of all the compliments I could get, being hygienic is a good one. So thanks.
We want to take a second and recognize our sponsors who are sponsoring the show this week. And the truth is, we really could not do this show without them. So please show them some love.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
A lot of us can't be physically close to our loved ones right now. Grandma, grandpa, mom, dad, brother, sister, whoever, aunt, uncle, we're just separated, even friends. How about this? Give them a Skylight frame and then you can pop up on their tabletop whenever you like. It takes just 60 seconds to set up. Just plug it in, use the touchscreen to set up your Wi-Fi network, and then you can send pictures to that frame and they'll be surprised and delighted with them within seconds of you hitting send. It's a perfect way to stay in touch with somebody you can't be physically close to right now. With Mother's Day right around the corner, it's a great gift idea. Get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com/upside and use the promo code upside. That's skylightframe.com/upside. The promo code is upside. And know this, they have a complete 100% satisfaction guarantee. If you don't like the frame, send it back. They'll give you your money back. Skylightframe.com/upside.
You have heard me talk about my love for Third Love, and I really love the company for a multitude of reasons. First of all, they have bras in over 80 sizes. They have cups AA through I. They have half cups, which actually I am, which I did not know before I took the Fit Finder quiz. And they have bands 30 to 48, all made with signature memory foam cups, no slip straps, and a smooth band that is scratch-free because it has a printed label on it. So no itchy tags here. You can find your perfect fit in 60 seconds, and over 15 million women have taken their online Fit Finder quiz to find their perfect fit. I am one of them. I was a paying customer of Third Love before they were an advertiser. I love this brand. You're going to love them too. Right now, you can go to thirdlove.com/upside to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. Again, that's thirdlove.com/upside, and that's going to give you 15% off of your first purchase, and the discount populates at the very end.
Friends, if you are struggling right now, I want you to know that there is help available to you. Help that is right in your home, as close as your computer or your phone. I'm talking about BetterHelp. They have thousands of therapists and counselors ready to talk to you. You go to betterhelp.com/upside. You take a short quiz that is right on their website. It costs nothing to take the quiz, and then they will pair you with a therapist or a counselor who is going to be perfect for you. And if you're not happy, they'll swap that person out and give you somebody that you are happy with. It's confidential. It's just like face-to-face in-person therapy, but you are doing it via text or phone call or video chat. Whether you're dealing with anxiety, stress, depression, anger, BetterHelp can help. You get 10% off your first month using the discount code UPSIDE by going to betterhelp.com/upside. That's betterhelp.com/upside to get started with therapy in the comfort of your own home today.
We love getting your phone calls. And the way this kind of works is if you've never called our voicemail, you call, you leave a message, Jeff checks the voicemail. So I am none the wiser when we get on the show. I have no idea what you're going to say. I have no, my first time hearing whatever Jeff has pulled is on the show.
Now we have a couple pending topics, and then we have an older topic that we have to put to rest. The older topic that we have to put to rest, at least for right now, are the HR complaint calls. We started these a week or two ago where you would call our phone number and complain to us as though we're your corporate HR department with your kids being your coworkers, right? Your pets being your bosses and other
being your intern.
Yeah, being your intern. So this is going to be our last batch of HR complaint calls for a little bit.
Hey, Jeff and Callie, this is Joanna in Peachtree City. I just wanted to share with you how things are going in my home office. Right now, my boss is laying in my lap where he seems to be most of the time, purring loudly. My security team, my two-man security team, can't tell the difference between the neighbors who are working in their yard and an actual emergency, so they just bark their fool heads off at every single living thing all day long.
We get
it. So that's life here in the home office. Thanks for the show, guys. Love you. Bye.
Hey, guys. I have an HR complaint about my boss. Yesterday, my Thrive Cosmetics package came in the mail. So super excited. I put it down on the table, step away to get a pair of scissors so I can cut open the package, come back, and my boss has sat on the package and continued to sit and sleep on the package for hours. I just think that was so rude of my boss. All I wanted was to see my new makeup, and my boss is a jerk. Anyway, have a great day. Thanks.
Hey, Callie and Jeff. It's Amanda from California. I am calling because my bosses do nothing but sleep all day, and my coworkers just watch devices. So I just want to know why I'm the only one that actually has to work. I hope you guys have a great day, and take care, and I'm so excited for Baby Dollar, and I cannot wait for more updates. Bye.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Tina. I think I need to file a lawsuit. My boss does not like me working on the laptop and would not stop licking my fingers today. Okay, bye.
All right, those will be the end of the HR complaint calls because we're starting to get hormone confessions.
Now, this was something that one of our friends in the Facebook group started to make me feel better about laughing until I cried and then totally sobbing on the show, which was pregnancy related. And it kind of took off on Facebook. So we asked you to call and make me feel better about your crazy hormone stories.
So I had a baby in November, my first baby, and I had a very chill pregnancy. I'm a very unemotional kind of person, just kind of go with the flow. Let me tell you, third trimester, those hormones hit like a semi-truck. And I remember one particular instance, I'm like 8 months pregnant, wobbling into the bathroom, and the toilet seat was up. My husband had left the toilet seat up. And I put my hands on my head and started hysterically crying. My husband runs into the bathroom. He's like, what's wrong? What's wrong? I'm like, you left the toilet up. And I was such a wreck, so emotional. So since then, I don't think my husband has ever left the toilet seat up. He was like, I saw a different you that morning. Like, that was a different you. So totally normal, Callie. You're going to have some of the craziest things. I cried because he put mayonnaise on my sandwich one time, and I actually like mayonnaise. So just get ready for it.
800-434-5454 if you want to tell Callie what hormones did to your emotions, kind of just to brace her for what's coming.
I have some more some new ones from the Facebook group. Tamara says, I was pregnant. I had dinner. I went to bed. All seemed normal. The next morning, I woke up and sobbed because I did not have a vegetable with my dinner. I cried and cried because I felt like a horrible mother for denying my daughter a good, healthy vegetable with her dinner. Selena says, oh, no, we did that one yesterday. Lindsay says, I cried because my husband nearly hit a bunny in the road that, according to my hormonal mind, may have had a family, baby bunnies at home, and he almost ruined their entire bunny.
But he didn't hit the bunny.
She
cried because he almost hit the bunny.
And Tori said, I had to pull over during rush hour on Georgia 400 because Garth Brooks' Beaches of Cheyenne came on the radio and I started ugly crying and sobbing uncontrollably. I couldn't see to drive.
Is that even an emotional song? I don't even know if I know that song.
I don't know.
He's got that dance song that'll make you cry. the Garth Brooks. Yeah. He has a song, but I don't think that Cheyenne one is a sob song.
I love these. It makes me so happy.
All right. If you want to find our Facebook group, just search The Upside with Callie and Jeff Dollar. And it's a closed group. So you can find it there. And you can also leave us a voicemail.
You know what these remind me of are drunken fights that make no sense.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I am thinking of the only really bad drunken fight we've ever had. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, with where I wanted to get on Diddy's yacht.
Yeah, so Jeff and I were drunk. We were at the beach. There were lots of yachts. We were walking by Diddy's yacht, and Jeff's...
And we knew it was Diddy's yacht because we could see him, like, on the top deck.
So Jeff was like, let's just walk on it.
No, like, that's not even close to what happened. I did not say, let's just walk on it. I said, I recognized people who were on the yacht. And I said, let's walk over there. And if any of those people happen to see me, we could end up on Diddy's yacht.
And I was like, oh my God, that's so embarrassing. And you're like, just take my hand. And I'm like, no. And you're just like, just take my hand. It literally lasted probably 90 seconds. So we decide to go home, and Jeff is like in a rage. Like, he is like, I can't believe that you won't take my hand. You don't trust me. You don't love me. You don't want to be with me. And it was like the biggest fight we've ever had. Totally drunken, made no sense. We were dating at the time. I was like, oh my God, this is how it's going to end. We are totally going to break up. And it was the silliest fight of all time. That's what these pregnancy hormone stories remind me of.
So here, the moral of the story is, don't be a hormonal woman. And if you have a chance to get on Diddy's yacht, do it. Right?
Not if you're married to a rule follower.
Oh my gosh. That's the core of the story.
Is that I'm such a rule follower.
I didn't even want to walk on the yacht. I just wanted to go to where they could see us. And Callie's like, no, I'm like, how often do you get a chance to party on Diddy's yacht? And the reality is they wouldn't have seen us anyways. Nobody was on the yacht looking on shore going, huh, I hope I see Jeff Dollar.
Yeah, that's not happening. Anyways.
All right, we're going to wrap up today's episode with a couple of stories from the store. Yesterday, I ventured out. We did our grocery shopping for the week. Callie gave me a list. The greatest thing that you did for me in the past week was divide up the grocery list by departments.
Did I do a good job?
So good.
Because sometimes with the little stuff, different grocery stores, like, okay, so breads can all go in one category. Dairy can all go in one category. But there are certain things, like, some grocery stores might do put in different places.
Well, you needed, like, tortillas for the enchiladas. Some stores put those on the bread aisle, and some stores have...
put them in the international
aisle. Have an international food aisle where they... Yes. Yeah. So, the only recommendation I would have for the grocery list divided up by section like that is to put the miscellaneous stuff not on the back, but put it on the front, but like in a separate box, like off to the side, because I finished the whole list and I'm like, oh, this is great. And then I flipped it over and all the random five
things
in the back.
They were all in different places.
We're in five different corners of the store. No, don't apologize. It was still great. But I had two observations while I was at the store, because everybody's wearing masks now. Mm-hmm. And I'm using the word mask very...
Face covering.
Yeah. Because some people just have like bandanas tied around their face. Some people have, looks like a winter scarf pulled up. So I realized that this could be a blessing and a curse for someone like me, because I don't do a real good job remembering faces.
Yeah.
And I was convinced that I knew 60% of the people that I saw at the store.
But you just didn't feel like you were forced to say hi because everyone's covering their
face. No. It's when you only see the half of somebody's face, there's more of a chance that they could look a little bit familiar. So I'm like, oh, I think I know that person. I think there was, I actually felt anxious at the store looking at people because I thought I recognized them all. I didn't, because I don't recognize 60% of the people. I never see anybody I know at the store. Rarely, maybe twice, right? In a month, if that. So that's my first one, is the face mask thing is a mind game. And the second, I saw a guy And I don't know if I should give him an A for effort or a D for dumb.
Okay.
He was wearing a mask covering his nose and his mouth.
Mm-hmm.
It was an eye mask that you would wear like on an airplane.
A for effort.
So I don't.
If that's all you have, that's awesome.
But did he think that it's a face mask or was he aware that it was an eye mask and he just used it because it had a strap?
I think we give him the benefit of the doubt and call him resourceful.
Thank you for listening to The Upside with Callie and Jeff. Please make sure you've subscribed so you never miss an episode of The Upside.
Today is a very special day in the Dollar household because Sadie the Beagle turns 8.
Happy birthday, Sadie.
Happy birthday, Sadie. And just to give you an idea of what her personality is like, last night we were having dinner and Callie remembered. She goes, oh my gosh, tomorrow is April 8th. Tomorrow is Sadie's birthday. And we call her. And she comes in, and the only reason she came into the room that we were in is because it was the dining room and she knew we were eating dinner, so she thought she was gonna get some food. So she comes in and I said, Sadie, it's your birthday. And I pull the chair out so she could sit at the table with us, like the queen that she is. And she jumps up on the chair and she looks at my plate and sees that I have cleaned it. And then she promptly turns around and sits the rest of the time that we're at the table with her back completely to us.
It is so true to form. Sadie does what she wants. I would like you to tell the story of how you met Sadie, because I don't think that you, I don't even know if you told that on the radio show.
I think I did. I went to the Humane Society one day to visit the pups.
Were you looking for a dog?
No. This is
newly divorced.
Yeah, this is 8 years ago, obviously. And I go to the Humane Society. And Sadie was one of the dogs that I visited with, and her name, it was Wendy, not Wendy, Wendy.
W-I-N-D-Y.
Right. And that was on a Sunday. Monday, I was training for a triathlon, and the pool that I went to was closed, so I had to go to a different pool to get my swim in. And when I came home from that pool, it took me right past the Humane Society. And I was like, oh, I'll just go in. I'm driving by, traffic's gonna be bad. I'll go in again. And as soon as I walked into the room, I could see Sadie jumping up and I could see her little head above the wall. So I went to visit her and then I was like, how can I hold her? And they make, the Humane Society is so smart. They make you fill out 80% of the paperwork. Just to hold the dog.
Right.
So basically, once you have it on your lap, like, how do I take this? And it all this is a signature at that point.
Right.
So I was stinking like public pool chlorine. My hair was still wet. And Sadie was on my lap. And then she came home with me.
Oh, was she a good puppy? I didn't know Sadie when she was a tiny pup.
Yeah, she was fine. She's always been the same.
Chill.
Does her own thing. Chill. Super cute. So happy birthday, Sadie.
Happy birthday, Sadie.
Have you seen those unpopular opinion things going around on Facebook where people are like listing, like, I don't know, 5 or 10 things that other people like that they don't like? Well, here's my unpopular opinion. Being pregnant is harder than having a newborn. I know some people are going to be like, what the heck? You're insane. But no, seriously. I have an almost 5-month-old, and I don't know. Being pregnant was hard. I actually felt fine the whole time, but I was just so tired and unmotivated and didn't want to do anything. My house was a wreck. I'd go somewhere and be like, ugh, I need to leave. I need to go home. Having a newborn is, yeah, it's hard, but I'm getting way more sleep actually with a child than being pregnant. And they're just so fun. I mean, every single thing that they do is so cute. Okay, bye.
Okay, so maybe you're not thinking a lot about makeup right now because you're not leaving your house, but you know what you should be thinking about is your skincare. And Thrive Cosmetics is an incredible brand. They are vegan and cruelty-free. How about a new Balance 3-in-1 cleanser? that is going to be amazing on your skin. Do not forget about your skin while we're all stuck inside, because guess what? We're going to have to go outside and then it's not going to be pretty. Thrive Cosmetics has a lot of skincare options for you to try out. I love the brand. Here's what I love about them, besides the fact that they're vegan and cruelty-free, is that they also give back. So for every product we buy, Thrive Cosmetics helps women in need by donating funds or products to them. So their causes include women emerging from homelessness, surviving domestic abuse, and women fighting cancer. I love this brand. You are going to love them too. Start thriving and help women in need today by going to thrivecosmetics.com/upside and then enter the code upside for 15% off. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS.com/upside and then use the code upside for 15% off.
Hey, Callie and Jeff, this is Emily. I just had to stop the podcast and call and agree with you, Callie, 1000% that there are items of clothing or footwear that are seasonal. So I 100% agree. You should not wear flip-flops or sandals in November, December, January, February, even if there's a warm spell. It does not matter. Those are not the appropriate seasonal footwear. Where that came from, I have no idea, but I agree. Thanks, y'all. Love the show. Bye.
Hi, you guys. I am a little behind on your podcast and listening to episode 222 and just listening to Callie be really nervous and saying how she couldn't say out loud that she had a healthy baby and she's just feeling really scared. And I had a really hard time getting pregnant, and I have one child. And I just wanted to say that I went every single appointment for the whole 40 weeks just scared for bad news. And there's no way to kind of, I don't have any advice. I didn't get over it. I just braced myself for every single appointment. And just wanted you to know you aren't alone, but that's, you're not by yourself on that. So I just wanted to give you some solidarity. I'm sorry I don't have any good advice. But I hope nothing but the best for you guys in this pregnancy and this baby, because it is such a joy. So love you guys. Bye.
Hi, Callie and Jeff. This is your longtime listener, Helen, from Carrollton, Georgia. I was just listening to episode 222, and that's the one in which Jeff discusses the study on names of people who are the best with money. And Callie said she didn't know any Helens. So I wanted to call and let you know that you do have a friend named Helen. And maybe you will find it interesting, or maybe not, that I have a degree in finance. And my favorite pastime, other than tennis, is trading the stock market. Love y'all. Hugs to Lily and Sadie.
Hey, this is Melinda. I had to pause the podcast, and hopefully I can keep my crap together. But I just heard the part with the COVID nickname. You could not play this. Oh, but it would be shitty french fries. Sorry. I just thought it was funny, and I cackling to myself, and I had to share. So, love you all. Thank you so much for all you do. Bye.
Hey, guys. This is Mary, and I paused today's episode listening to the story about Callie's appointment and Jeff not being able to be there. And, Callie, I just want you to know how brave you are, because I also suffered a miscarriage, and those appointments become so scary, and it's just like you're holding your breath for a heartbeat. You're holding your breath until they call you back and check you and let you know everything's okay. So you are amazing, and you are so strong, and you are able to go in there and do that on your own, and you're just awesome. Also, I thought you guys would like to know, today at lunch, my 4-year-old Gabe sat down and said, "We forgot to do gratitude this morning." So then we went and got our journal and we did our gratitude for the day. But I thought it was really cool that he was remembering and reminding our family to do that. So love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing.
Now, I'd be lying if I said the journey had been an easy one. There were some good days, but a lot of not so good days. If we take it just one day at a time with a positive attitude, anything is possible.